Some things in this world don't have no place in the light. Dark, cold, alone, evil everywhere. You've come to the right place to meet your worst nightmares. Just call me Harlow.
So be it. Harlow was walking home, the familiar path quiet under his feet, when he noticed smoke rising ahead, a small bonfire, its flames licking the twilight sky. At first, he thought nothing of it, but as he got closer, he saw a gathering of people from his camp around the fire. Men, women, even children, casually munching on apples that had clearly come from Missy's dunking bucket. Their murmuring and muttering filled the air, and Harlow sensed something was amiss. He quickened his pace, his heart beginning to race. As he neared the group, some of them saw him and either scurried away or looked back and forth shamefully, avoiding his gaze. Under a large tree, something was taking place, something that made his gut churn with unease. Harlow broke into a trot, a yet-to-be-realized fear gripping him. He pushed through the crowd, past men and women who stepped aside reluctantly, until he saw her, Missy, his daughter, tied to an old wooden kitchen chair. The chair was crudely anchored to the ground with rope and pegs. Her hands were tied to the arms of the chair, dangling over the edge. Her bare feet were tied at the ankles and pulled awkwardly backward, arching her back painfully, with her knees nearly touching the ground. The rope from her ankles ran from AY to a single rope, which was cinched to a well pulley being cranked tight by two gangly men. Another large man stood off to the side, holding something ominous. Missy was in bad shape. Beaten and listless, her head hung down in front of her, her hair tousled, and her clothes torn and messy. One of her homemade masks covered her head. Several other masks littered the ground around the bonfire, some burning in the fire. Harlow ran to Missy, his desperation clear. A few of the congregation moved to stop him, but Virgil, their leader, motioned them back. The crowd fell silent, save for a few whispers. Harlow fell to his knees in front of Missy and pulled the mask from her head. He saw her exposed skin, arms, face, neck, and legs, covered in needle marks, scratches, and countless cuts, signs of pricking to determine if she was a witch. Harlow tried frantically to undo the ropes holding one of Missy's wrists, but he was nearly hysterical and unable to loosen the tight knots. Samuel, who had been in a secret meeting with Virgil and other congregation members earlier, stepped in and stopped him.
"Whoa now there, Greer. You best be letting go of them ropes," Samuel said, grabbing hold of Harlow.
Why? What is this? Get away from... Y'all done went and gone crazy. Missy!"
Harlow's head spun around, frantic. Two more men stepped in and dragged Harlow back a few feet from Missy. They held him there as he weakly struggled. Missy was barely conscious, but the sound of her father's voice stirred her.
"Daddy!"
she whispered, barely lifting her head.
"Missy! Baby girl!"
Harlow screamed breathlessly. The congregation's murmuring grew louder at hearing Missy speak.
"Witch! The witch speaks! The devil's tongue is a flapping and..."
Cora, one of the women from the secret meeting, bellowed defiantly.
"Cora, hush up!" Virgil commanded, conflicted but too late to turn back. "This here's bad enough, Astis. Be still! We gots to push through and your mouth ain't helping."
"No! Whoa, Reverend! Time to hush up's all past now! It's time to speak and speak from the book of the Lord. The book. The word."
Cora stood beside Mamie, her voice growing in defiance. The crowd responded almost in unison.
"Praise be. Praise be. Lordy, praise be."
Mamie's voice echoed with defiance. "The Lord has spoke. The book points right at that and her mama. Witches. They sprung the devil to our door. We's going to send him right back down the lake of fire he come from. Lordy, lordy, praise be." The congregation broke out in a bizarre prayer and discordant song, possibly speaking in tongues. It was a frightening and surreal spectacle.
The crowd began to chant softly,
Neko Kaida Mortifico,
which grew louder and louder.
Neko Kaida Mortifico.
Kill, 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 repeating.
Harlow clawed and tried to break free from the men holding him. Missy was barely animated, only her head bouncing slightly at some reaction to the words, her fingers flailing lightly. She had been unimaginably beaten, pinpricked, and tortured as part of the witch testing. Virgil approached Harlow and knelt down.
Ha! Ha, you knowed it was gonna come to something like this, didn't ya? Didn't ya?
Virgil's head was down, not making eye contact with his brother. You know the teachings and what we've preached our whole lives. The book, the gospel, brother, brother.
Verge! How can you? You!
Harlow's voice shook with furious anger and sadness from the betrayal.
After Ellie! Help me, Verge! Help Missy!
Someone from the congregation yelled out, Witch! At the sound of Miss Ellie's name. Others chimed in with their own words, such as Magus, Conjurer, Lucifer.
Neko Kaida Mortifico.
The taunts turned darker with lines like, Glad she's gone burning in hell. One's gone, now we get the other one. And the cheers riled up more and more. Virgil stood to face the crowd.
Listen, listen! Y'all need to settle down while we get to getting this done. This ain't no happy day for none of us. Ain't no cause for celebrating.
Speak for yourself, Reverend.
Cora laughed. The crowd rumbled in approval. Some laughed.
Some yelled hallelujah.
Someone else in the crowd started singing a gospel hymn, and others joined in.
Quiet! Hush it up! Y'all don't like it, and I don't care! Can't care! This is my brother, and he's been your reverend long as me. Ain't his fault, but it's a burden he's gotta bear.
Virgil shouted to the congregation.
Miss Ellie brung this on themselves, dabbling and meddling with the spirits and defiling the book. The gospel of the Lord and God, brung! They's brung the devil hisself,
Mamie yelled. Virgil held up both hands in an authoritative manner to settle the chatter. The crowd quieted, and Virgil returned to his kneeling position facing Harlow, his back to Missy.
Ah, brother. You gotta know how hard this is for me, too. Ain't never woulda believed none of my kin woulda took up with Satan hisself.
Virgil paused.
Missy.
What you mean, took up with Satan?
Harlow glared back and forth between Missy and Virgil.
I heard how some y'all been breathing stories since Miss Ellie come down with it,
Harlow continued. He craned his neck to see the crowd behind him.
I heard how y'all talked behind our backs, but I knew the Lord was with us and would see us through.
Tears began to fall, and he started to break down.
But what is this?
Brother, your eyes are too open to see. They's too close to see the truth. We seize it, but you got the blindness.
It's the devil's trick,
Virgil said, his voice heavy with regret.